This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug, ignored a leaky faucet, pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Escalation of the conflict in the Middle East.
We are not looking for a war with Iran.
A deal months in the making.
Senate negotiators could this week unveil their bipartisan border security compromise.
No new trial for killer Alec Murdoch.
This matter is now adjourned.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
And I'm Nora O'Donnell at the U.S. Naval Base in Bahrain, home of the U.S. Navy's 5th Fleet and Naval Forces Central Command. The White House vows retaliation for the brazen drone attack in Jordan, killing 3 American troops and wounding more than 40 others. The Pentagon says Iran has, quote, their fingerprints on this. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
This attack over the weekend was escalatory. Make no mistake about it. And it requires a response. Make no mistake about that.
Kirby says the U.S. does not want war with Iran. At the Pentagon, CBS's David Martin explains how the attack occurred.
The enemy drone came in right behind a friendly U.S. drone returning from a mission in Syria. And when a friendly drone comes in, you have to temporarily disable part of the air defense system that would automatically open fire on an incoming projectile.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, on his first day back at work after prostate cancer surgery, says he and President Biden will not tolerate an attack on U.S. forces.
We will take all necessary actions to defend the U.S. and our troops.
I'm Nora O'Donnell in Bahrain. Jennifer?
The U.S. is still trying to broker a new deal to release more than 100 hostages held in Gaza. CBS's Robert Berger on the latest talks taking place in Paris.
Multiple reports have emerged about the framework of a hostage deal. In the first phase, 35 Israeli hostages would be free during a 1 or 2 month ceasefire, while Israel would free hundreds of Palestinian prisoners.
U.S. Senate negotiators could this week unveil their bipartisan border security compromise. CBS's Natalie Brand.
Everyone's looking to be able to read the bill at this point.
Oklahoma's James Lankford, a top Republican negotiator on the deal, says it would give the president new power to halt border crossings when they surpass a certain threshold. The compromise could also raise the qualification standard for asylum seekers and speed the review process. It could also put limits on the president's ability to grant humanitarian parole to migrants, which the Biden administration has used at a historic scale.
The National Rifle Association's outgoing CEO, Wayne LaPierre, acknowledges at a civil trial in New York that he wrongly expensed gifts, travel, and other benefits to his organization. The jury will decide if he violated the rules governing charities and nonprofits. On Wall Street, Dow surged 224 points. Now this.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
A judge has denied a new double murder trial for a disgraced South Carolina lawyer and convicted killer Alex Murdaugh after hearing jury tampering allegations. CBS's Jim Crisula with more.
Colleton County Clerk of Court Becky Hill denied any wrongdoing under oath.
Did you interact with any juror in an attempt to influence their view of the facts in the State v. Murdaugh case?
No.
One juror said she heard Hill make prejudicial comments about Murdaugh during the trial. The juror also said pressure from the other jurors persuaded her to vote to convict. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Fulton County, Georgia, where former President Trump's election interference trial is taking place, has been hit by a cyber attack. The phone, courts, and tax systems have been impacted, but county officials say they're not aware of any transfer of personal sensitive information. The incident is under investigation. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. Two men have been indicted in New York City for having an arsenal of homemade weapons in their apartment. Authorities say they found ghost guns, body armor, ammunition, smoke bombs, and improvised explosive devices, in addition to hit lists with the names of police officers, judges, celebrities, and more. Queens District Attorney Melinda Katz.
Four of the IEDs were recovered in the same container. Had one of those IEDs detonated, it would likely have resulted in a shockwave that would have detonated the remaining explosive.
Tax season is underway, and this year there is a new software pilot program being offered in 12 states called Direct File. IRS Commissioner Danny Werfel says it opens to qualifying taxpayers in mid-March.
Your eligibility for Direct File does not depend on your income. It just depends on the complexity of your tax return. For this first year, the more simple your tax return, the more likely you are to be eligible.
Welcome to Fail Better, David Duchovny's new podcast with Lemonada Media. On Fail Better, David, who has experienced both low and high-profile failures throughout his life, explores the vast world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives. Each week, he'll chat with guests like Ben Stiller, Bette Midler, and more about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, he hopes listeners can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out now wherever you get your podcasts.
No prison time for a man who stole a famous pair of shoes.
Ruby slippers! What have you done with them? Give them back to me or I'll... It's too late.
More from WCCO's Mark Fry.
76-year-old Terry John Martin admitted to using a hammer to smash into the Judy Garland Museum in Grand Rapids, Minnesota in 2005 when he stole the ruby red slippers that he thought were adorned with real rubies. They weren't. Martin told the court that he wanted to pull off one last score after an old mob associate reached out to him about stealing the slippers. Both sides in the case asked the judge to sentence Martin to time served because he is housebound in hospice care. Mark Fry for CBS News, Minneapolis.
King Charles III and daughter-in-law Kate, the Princess of Wales, have both left a private London hospital following unrelated medical treatments. The king underwent a prostate procedure. The princess had abdominal surgery. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Monday, January 29th, 2024. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert. And I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure, because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show, because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.